Hello, the world. We're Flight of the Conchords. We're very popular in New Zealand, mainly.
Yeah. This first song we're going to do, we worked on when we went time tripping.
If you don't know what that is, that's when you take this little acid tab that makes you go back in time.
Time travelling acid.
Special. It's quite a specific kind of drug.
Yeah, it has a little picture of a TARDIS on it. And a good trip, you go, you know, early 60s. Not such a good trip, you can end up in 83 or 84. So the trip that we went on, we ended up in early 70s and went to a party and David Bowie was there. Yeah, it's pretty exciting. And I was like, check out this nasty riff, this manky lick, this stinky chop. And he was quite impressed.
Yeah, I wasn't actually in on that situation. Somehow I got into the bathroom and hung out in the bathroom most
That's
of the
right.
party. I was with the old Tina Turner, who was time tripping, and the young Tina Turner, and the old time tripping Tina Turner was trying to tell the young Tina Turner to leave Ike Turner. It's quite a bad situation. I couldn't get myself out of it, and she was crying and everything, and she was going, "What should I do, Jermaine?" That's me. She was going, "What should I do?" And I was going, "Oh, I'm not really supposed to alter the course of history. But, you know, if it's really that bad, I think you should leave him." And she goes, "Oh, but I love him." And I wanted to go, "What's love got to do with it?" But I didn't. Is that it? Because sometimes in those situations, sometimes it's just not appropriate to joke, and I think that's one of those times.
Anyway, we came back to the present day, and I had listened to some Bowie records, and it turned out he was, you know, he'd basically ripped off some of my nasty licks.
So, to be fair to David Bowie, you were playing him his own songs before he had written them. It's a bit chicken eggy.
It's very chicken eggy,
that one.
To be fair, I had an easy-to-play Bowie book, and I gave that to him. that's how he wrote a lot of the easier-to-play songs.
Bowie's in space. Bowie's in space. What you doing out there, man? That's pretty freaky, Bowie. I hear that space is a pretty freaky place. Doesn't it get very cold out in space, Bowie? Do you need my jumper, Bowie? Does the space coat make your nipples go all pointy? Or do you use your pointed nipples as telescopic antenna, transmitting data back to Earth?
Data back to Earth.
I bet you do, you freaky old bastard, yeah.
Do you have one really funky sequence spacesuit, Bowie? Or do you have several changes? Do they smoke the grass up there in space, man? Ooh, or do they smoke AstroTurf?
Ooh, I'm smoking up the AstroTurf.
Ooh, it's such an artificial high.
Receiving transmission from David Bowie's nipple antennae. Do you read me, Lieutenant Bowie? This is Bowie to Bowie. Do you hear me out there, man?
This is Bowie back to Bowie. I read you loud and clear, man. Who, yeah, man?
Your signal's weak on my radar screen. How far out are you, man?
Well, I'm pretty far out.
That's pretty far out, man.
I'm orbiting Pluto. I'm drawn in by its gravitational pull. I'm jamming out with the McJuggernaut.
And they think it's pretty cool, man.
No!
Are you okay, Bowie? What was that sound?
I don't know, man. I have to turn my ship around.
Oh, it's so crazy, you see. Yeah, I'm picking it up. on my LSD screen.
Oh, but can you see the stratosphere ringing to the choir of Mick Jagger notes singing? Bowers in space, such a phase as on Booger. Bowers in space.
Thank you. This next song is one of our more sort of gangster folk jams.
Yeah, it's still folk, but it's just a bit more hip-hop influenced. Our name's changed. Jermaine is now the hip-hop-opotamus, and I herald as the rhinoceros.
This is hip-hop-opotamus versus rhinoceros.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Alright. Yep. Yep. Now that sounds good. Okay. Yeah, well, I'll call you on Tuesday. Alright, okay. Love you.
They call me the rhinoceros, not because I'm fat, not because I got birds on my back, but because I'm horny. I'm horny! When I'm on the mic, I'm like a woman, you can't ignore me. In the bedroom, I'm the gentleman, the ladies come before me. Check the yellow pages, I'm a registered rhinologist. Now I'm passing over the mic to the hip-hop-opotamus.
They call me the hip-hop-opotamus, my lyrics are bottomless.
Sometimes my rhymes are obscene, describing a smutty pornographic scene that's R18. They're so filthy, I feel guilty. I have to rinse my mouth out with Listerine. Like when I rap about those bitches smothered in margarine. Ha 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 ha. Ha ha. Ha ha.
I don't know. You.
They call me the hip-hop-opotamus cause I got lyrics flowing and glowing like phosphorus popping off of the top of this esophagus. It's not because I'm a water-dwelling mammal from Africa that's moved to the metropolis and been taught how to break dance. Where did you get that preposterous hypothesis? Did Steve tell you that?
Some other rappers dismay, say my rhymes are sissy.
What? Why?
Why?
Be more specific when you're criticizing my friend.
What? Cause I rap about reality.
Reality.
Like me and my grandma having a cup of tea. There ain't no party like my nana's tea party. Hi, ho. Freestyle, hip hop hippopotamus.
I'm freestyling hip hop hippopotamus style. I'm just freestyling, it's just coming off the dome. Coming off my dome, I got mad words popping and glopping and popping and slopping or just whatever comes into my head. I'm not even pre-written this, I'm just freestyling. It's just like I went to the doctor and I got a rash. My rhymes are so potent that in this small segment I made all of the ladies there at table 4 pregnant. Yeah, that's right, sometimes my lyrics are sexist, but you lovely bitches and hoes should know I'm trying to correct this.
I got the fuzz trying to get me doing time for committing the perfect rhyme. My face is on rhyme watching all that crap. They're accusing me of attempted rap. Help, help me, rhinoceros, he's rapping me. Folk music. When I say ooh, you say ah, oh, oh. When I say ooh, you say la la, oh, oh. When I say e, you touch Jermaine's ding-a-ling. You touch his ding-a-ling, ding ding ding-a-ling, e.
Just lightly. Just brush it.
Okay, all the ladies go, ooh. Okay, all the ladies go, ooh, Flight of the Conchords, you're so big. Flight of the Conchords, you're so big. Okay, okay, all the ladies go, oh, Flight of the Conchords, you're so horny.
Yeah, that's right. How did you know?
We're horny.
How did you know? Well, thanks very much.
Thanks for Flight of the Conchords.